Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. All right. Stopping by this morning to say hello is Walt Wilkins, our Greenville County solicitor and prosecutor, to those of us from up North Carolina way. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Tara. How are you doing?
Good. All right. So you have been selected as the running mate of Catherine Templeton. Congratulations. It's a big honor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to dive right in here. We did this interview, I guess, last week when John Warren picked a running mate. So we're trying to have everybody on. And if, you know, anyone from Henry McMaster's campaign would deign to appear on the show, we'll have them, too. We'd like to be fair. Tell me why. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Warren when he talked about his running mate. Tell me why Catherine Templeton is the best candidate in the race.
Well, for me, Tara, it was simple. Catherine is a true conservative. She's the only true pro-life candidate. She's pro-Second Amendment. She's pro-family. But more than that, for me, we have a problem in Columbia. And somebody's got to go down there and fix the self-dealing and the corruption that we have among many of the legislators and the politicians down there. And I would not have signed up unless I truly believe that she's the only person who can go down there with a true servant's heart. You know, politicians have gotten out of the business of serving the people and started serving themselves. And as somebody who's been serving Greenville County and the state for over 10 years as a prosecutor, I want somebody that wants to go down there and truly make a difference and serve for the people. She wants to go down there. She wants to serve for 8 years. She doesn't want to run for another office. This is not a stepping stone for her. And she asked me to join her and partner up with her to go do that and really try to make a difference for South Carolina and really put the interest of the people over themselves. It's a novel idea, I tell you, these days, and it's something that we've gotten away from with many of the politicians that are currently serving in our state, and she's the one who I believe can really go and do that. You know, she's done it already. She's fired bureaucrats. She's taken on special interests under Governor Nikki Haley. And so when we met and discussed these things, that was the one main issue with me, is that if we're going to go to Columbia, we're going to go for the right reasons. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it well. And then when we're done, and somebody else can go lead.
Let me ask you a quick question here, though, Walt Wilkins.
Sure.
We were just talking about this morning, and I asked, if you listen to the show, you know I ask tough questions of all the candidates.
Absolutely.
Everybody takes it
personally.
Yes, you have, and you showed up. Everybody takes it personally when I do, but if you're one of my listeners, you know that I do. I day in and day out. We ask the tough questions. We want the best people elected. Let me ask
Absolutely.
You about this. The
sure.
Breitbart has taken aim at Templeton for ads that have been run on her behalf by the American Future Fund. And that group was originally founded by the Koch brothers, but now it is, according to opensecrets.org, which is a great site. They got a lot of donation activity on them. Donation information. That group is now the main vehicle for the GOP establishment. Catherine Templeton supported Jeb Bush in the primary. She later, after he dropped out, she endorsed Trump. She did do that. But this group ran ads against Trump. I mean, vicious ads during the primary. They ran vicious ads against Ted Cruz in New Hampshire, trying to take him out. The only candidate they didn't try to take out was Marco Rubio, a member of the Gang of Eight. Why do they support Catherine Templeton? And you've been around her now. Well, you obviously know her and she thinks much of you. And
sure.
Why, after hearing this kind of thing, one of the charges that John Warren threw at her last week in his website he's running is that she wrote a check as recently as 2010 to a Democrat candidate running against Republican Ken Ard.
Mm-hmm.
What you say she's a conservative. I just threw all that at you. Convince me I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Tara, as a prosecutor, you know, our standard is beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yes.
And I think there's overwhelmingly support to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Catherine is a true conservative. As far as the American Future Fund, you know, she has no relationship with them. She doesn't control them. She doesn't have any any way to control what they do or what they don't do.
That's
but
true.
Let me tell you this, you know, she hasn't lived her entire life planning to run for political office. Donald Trump did not. And as you know, Donald Trump is supported by over 70% of South Carolinians right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some things in his prior life that would probably you would allege that do not make him the most conservative candidate. However, did you listen to him when he talked to you when he was running for president? Have you lived up to those promises? And do you look at the way he lives his life? You know, Catherine Templeton was a hired gun for Nikki Haley twice. She's a very conservative governor, one of the greatest governors of our state. Hired her twice to go in there and cut bureaucrats and solve problems. And, you know, firing bureaucrats is not an easy thing to do because they are some politician's cousin, brother, or whatever who probably got him a job somewhere. Going trimming the fat is not an easy job to do, but she did it. Like Trump, she's, you know, advised Fortune 500 companies. She's cracked down on sanctuary cities. She wrote the 2011 bill with Nikki Haley. She cut funding off of Planned Parenthood. And if you want to talk about life, Tara, she's the only candidate in this race that has actually lived and has sided with life. The only one. And she sided with life every single time. And so if you look at her actions, it's pretty clear that where she stands on life with her two children. You know, John Warren flip-flopped. You know, he had to think about the personhood bill, and now he thinks that the exception for the mother is now not an exception, but he wants it to be an exception to help his political rhetoric. So, you know, there's some flip-flopping there on him. President Trump, you know, who's obviously well-liked, considered her for Secretary of Labor. So they obviously think she's a true conservative. She's lived her life as a true conservative. Everything that she has done in her professional career has shown that she's a true conservative. And frankly, I would not have joined up with her if she was not a true conservative. So to suggest that, you know, that she gave a little money 10 years, 8 years ago to a classmate or openly voted for someone who is a Democrat because he's a classmate. And the only reason we know that, Tara, is because she told us. So she was honest about it. Doesn't define who she is as the next governor of South Carolina, for sure. If you look at all the other things that she's done and that she wants to do for South Carolina, I think the evidence is extremely clear that she is a true conservative and she wants to go and clean up Columbia with a servant's heart. You know, you wouldn't want people not to vote for Donald Trump just because he was a registered Democrat 25 years ago. He wouldn't be our president if everyone went down that road. So I think those are a little salacious, you know, sort of accusations to point to those one or two things when you look at her entire record together.
Talking to Walt Wilkins, he is the Greenville County Solicitor. He is also Catherine Templeton's running mate for governor. One of the things she said, I thought this was curious, was that she if she would bring you in, and as I understand it, you would be kind of like a hired gun to go after corruption. Can you explain it? This as a criticism. I genuinely curious, how would that work? Because if you were not in a prosecutorial position, which is, you know, that I guess that would be the one currently occupied by Alan Wilson.
Correct.
How would you do that on a day-to-day basis? You couldn't be a prosecutor, right? Because you wouldn't be one anymore. So what would you do?
No, I would be her lieutenant governor. I would not be a prosecutor. So I would right. not be you know, going into court and trying politicians, which I've done in the past. But what I would do, what she wants to see is, one, number one, somebody going in that understands law enforcement, helping coordinating and communicating among them so that we're more efficient. But really work on legislation enhancing our ethics laws and using her executive power to enhance the ethics laws. But three, just letting everyone know this self-dealing stuff that's going on in Columbia, we're going to be overseeing it. We're going to be exposing it. And we're going to be using every tool that we have available to stop it. So DOT contracts to insiders are not going to happen anymore. You know, fairness among everyone who wants to bid on those things is going to be in order. And a lot of those things are at the executive level. So what it really means is we're going to be watching the shop. And I'm a guy who's watched over the shop to make sure corrupt politicians aren't getting away with what they're getting. And that's a lot of what I'll be doing.
Talking to Solicitor Walt Wilkins, who is Catherine Templeton's running mate for governor. Okay, well, you just mentioned contracts. Can you tell me if this is true?
Sure.
The Post and Courier wrote this. Catherine Templeton says, I don't believe everything they say. I used to live in Charleston, so this might be true. No, I don't, because they make some stuff up. But Catherine Templeton signed a no-bid consulting contract with the state's main environment and health regulator for $17,000 a month. No-bid contract. I mean, that sounds like exactly the kind of thing you guys say you want to combat, which was 28% more than she earned as director of the agency. Post and Courier reported that. Is that true? And is that an example of the kind of thing she now wants to combat?
Well, when you leave a huge agency like DHEC, you've got to transition somebody in there.
Right.
And so she leaves, and it was a very common practice, still is a common practice in many government agencies. And it's certainly something we can look at. And so when they hire her back, they have to hire her back on a contractual basis so that she can continue to transition who the previous person was, who the previous person is going to be. So they got to maintain her in place. They got to pay her to do that. And so when they do that, she transitions the new person in. So there's somebody who's got to be driving the ship at all times. And she has the institutional knowledge, the know-how, how everything is being managed and done. You don't want somebody that's never been there before having to take on all those responsibilities. So they hire on a consultant, the previous one. And that's just been the commonplace that they've always done at DHEC. And that's what she did. As well, they asked her to do that. She did not seek that contract out. They sought her out and asked her to do that. It's all public information. The contracts are all public information. Here, I do not have the exact number of how much that contract was. I know you, as an investigative reporter, can certainly grab that contract and we can nail that down. I've never seen it. But yes, she did contract with DHEC once she left, which is what I believe every DHEC executor prior to her has done. And so she was just following the DHEC protocol at that particular time.
Which, okay, and that makes sense, Walt Wilkins. I got one more question for you real quickly. Okay, so you, this would be cool. If she wins, you would be lieutenant governor, right? I mean, that's got to be awesome for you. What is the number one thing as lieutenant governor you would want to accomplish? It's the first thing you're going to do when you hit the ground running. What is that thing?
Great question. Well, you know, the thing with the lieutenant governor now is you work directly with the governor, which is an amazing thing now. Instead of sitting across the hall sort of scowling at each other and trying to figure out what the other person's doing, you actually get to work together because, you know, running the office of the governor in South Carolina is a big job. There's a lot of things that we want to do. And there's three main things. I want to make sure you're safe. That's probably not my number one priority. Is I'm going to make sure that our prisons don't riot and that our schools are safe. Number two, we want roads so we can drive to the beach and back on our week vacation. And then number three, that we'll have an education platform for everybody to be successful. Those are going to be the three main priorities for the administration. And inside of each of those three, there's a lot of complicated issues and a lot of big issues, a lot of small issues. But those are the three main ones. Those are all going to be the three main priorities. So whatever we're doing every single day, it's going to be accomplished. One of those goals, is this making South Carolina safer? Is this building our infrastructure back the way that we need to build it back, if that includes financing, budgeting, whatever it needs to be? And three, are our children getting the education they need to stay compete in the global economy?
Talking to Solicitor Walt Wilkins, who is Catherine Templeton's running mate. Walt, where can folks go to find out more about you and Catherine Templeton?
So at CatherineTempleton.com on our website.
Okay, CatherineTempleton.com. Thank you, Walt Wilkins, for showing up today and sitting in the hot seat.
Thank you, Tara.
All of the candidates in this race would do that. It's a tough interview, and we appreciate folks who aren't afraid of their constituents and want to sit down for unscripted interviews. Thank you, Walt Wilkins.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,